Escuelas Oficiales de Idiomas de la Región de Murcia. Pruebas específicas de certificación. Inglés. Nivel B1 bilingüe. Convocatoria 2021. Comprensión de textos orales.
Task 1. You will hear an extract about Leonardo da Vinci's life, a famous artist and inventor from the 15th century. Complete the gaps with one suitable word from the recording. Write your final answers in the grid provided below, as shown in example 0. You will hear the recording twice.
Now you have 2 minutes to read the task before the audio starts.
Today, we tell about one of the greatest thinkers in the world, Leonardo da Vinci. He began his career as an artist, but his interest in the world around him drove him to study music, math, science, engineering, and building design. Many of his ideas and inventions were centuries ahead of his time.
We start with one of Leonardo da Vinci's most famous drawings, called Vitruvian Man. This work is a good example of his ever-questioning mind and his effort to bring together art, math, and science. Vitruvian Man is a detailed sketch of a man's body, which is drawn at the center of a square and circle. The man's stretched arms and legs are in two positions, showing the range of his motion. His arms and legs touch the edges of the square and circle.
With this drawing, Leonardo was considering the size of the human body and its relationship to geometry and the writings of the ancient Roman building designer Vitruvius. Leonardo wrote this about how to develop a complete mind. Study the science of art. Study the art of science. Develop your senses, especially learn how to see. Realize that everything connects to everything else.
Leonardo da Vinci spent his life studying and observing in order to develop a scientific understanding of the world. He wrote down his thoughts and project ideas in a series of small notebooks. He made drawings and explained them with detailed notes. In these notebooks, he would write the words backwards. Some experts say he wrote this way because he wished to be secretive about his findings. But others say he wrote this way because he was left-handed, and writing backwards was easier and helped keep the ink from smearing.
Today, we tell about one of the greatest thinkers in the world, Leonardo da Vinci. He began his career as an artist, but his interest in the world around him drove him to study music, math, science, engineering, and building design. Many of his ideas and inventions were centuries ahead of his time.
We start with one of Leonardo da Vinci's most famous drawings called Vitruvian Man. This work is a good example of his ever-questioning mind and his effort to bring together art, math, and science. Vitruvian Man is a detailed sketch of a man's body, which is drawn at the center of a square and circle. The man's stretched arms and legs are in two positions, showing the range of his motion. His arms and legs touch the edges of the square and circle.
With this drawing, Leonardo was considering the size of the human body and its relationship to geometry and the writings of the ancient Roman building designer Vitruvius. Leonardo wrote this about how to develop a complete mind. Study the science of art. Study the art of science. Develop your senses, especially learn how to see. Realize that everything connects to everything else.
Leonardo da Vinci spent his life studying and observing in order to develop a scientific understanding of the world. He wrote down his thoughts and project ideas in a series of small notebooks. He made drawings and explained them with detailed notes. In these notebooks, he would write the words backwards. Some experts say he wrote this way because he wished to be secretive about his findings. But others say he wrote this way because he was left-handed, and writing backwards was easier and helped keep the ink from smearing.
Task 2. Listen to the beginning of a short story called The Diary. Decide which 7 of the statements below are true, according to the recording. Write your answers in the grid provided below, as shown in example 0. You will hear the recording twice.
Now you have 2 minutes to read the task before the audio starts.
I am going to use this big notebook for my diary and write down everything I feel and do. I brought the book with me when I left home. I used it for English at my school back home. And when I left, there were still plenty of pages not written on. So it will be good for a diary. At home, I read a story called The Diary of Anne Frank. It was a very sad story, but I read it lots of times. Anne said it made her feel better to write things down. It helped her with all those troubles she had. So, maybe my diary will help me feel better too. Tomorrow, it will be 2 months since I left home to come here. 61 days. Just 2 numbers when I write it like that. 61 days. But it is the slowest and longest time I can remember. How can 61 days go so slowly? I still think of home all the time. And I can remember every little thing about the island, except how warm it was. I can't remember that, because here it is so cold all the time. But when I lie here and close my eyes, I can see my friends and my family and all my favorite places. Mama and Papa, and Mele, and Metua, and Rima, and the big black rock where we swam in the lagoon, and the path that goes to the top of our mountain. And the cool wind at the top. And if sometimes I can't remember everything, there are the photos by my bed, and all my seashells. When I was a baby, I was given to my grandparents, because I was the youngest in our family, and that is our custom. My real parents live on another island. Our village is called Vaipaka, and our house is a little bit back from the road that goes through the village, by the hill. I am going to use this big notebook for my diary and write down everything I feel and do. I brought the book with me when I left home. I used it for English at my school back home. And when I left, there were still plenty of pages not written on, so it will be good for a diary. At home, I read a story called The Diary of Anne Frank. It was a very sad story, but I read it lots of times. Anne said it made her feel better to write things down. It helped her with all those troubles she had. So, maybe my diary will help me feel better too. Tomorrow, it will be 2 months since I left home to come here. 61 days. Just two numbers when I write it like that. 61 days. But it is the slowest and longest time I can remember. How can 61 days go so slowly? I still think of home all the time. And I can remember every little thing about the island, except how warm it was. I can't remember that, because here it is so cold all the time. But when I lie here and close my eyes, I can see my friends and my family and all my favorite places. Mama and Papa, and Mele, and Metua, and Rima, and the big black rock where we swam in the lagoon, and the path that goes to the top of our mountain, and the cool wind at the top. And if sometimes I can't remember everything, there are the photos by my bed, and all my seashells. When I was a baby, I was given to my grandparents, because I was the youngest in our family, and that is our custom. My real parents live on another island. Our village is called Vaipaka, and our house is a little bit back from the road that goes through the village, by the hill.
Task 3. You will hear a recording about the use of smartphones. For items 1 to 9, choose the best option, A, B or C, according to what is said in the recording. Write your final answers in the grid provided below, as shown in example 0. You will hear the recording twice.
Now you have 2 minutes to read the task before the audio starts.
Whoa, you have just received a present, your first smartphone. Did you know you can do tons of things with a smartphone? One of the coolest things is that you can go on the internet. The internet is an amazing place to find new friends like you from all over the world. You can play games, listen to music, send text messages, and learn lots of things. But there are rules on the internet that should be followed. Every time you send a message to a friend, it's like delivering the message in person. Everything you write online is the same as a face-to-face conversation. Virtual is real. When you express yourself, remember that the words you use represent you. You are what you communicate. Take great care with everything you share online, like information and photos about you and your friends. If you have any doubts, always ask an adult for help. Share with care. Don't forget that sometimes it's best to turn it off and spend quality time with your friends and family. And always remember to be mindful of how much time you spend using your phone. Ask an adult to help you set up time limits. Be careful when sharing pictures and information online. They can be easily shared by others, and they can remain online for a very long time. Be yourself, especially when you communicate with other people online. The words you use represent you. Put your phone out of your reach when you are studying. It will help you to be more focused. When you enjoy time with your friends and family, there is no need to use the phone, so sometimes it's better to turn it off. Don't you agree? Hi, Hannah. You're spending time online, aren't you? I understand. There's so much interesting stuff. And chatting with your friends on social media is so much fun. Sometimes, though, we need to be careful, because with our behavior, we could hurt other people.
What do you mean?
Let's do a little test, okay? In the school WhatsApp group, someone sends an embarrassing photo of your friend. How do you react?
Hey guys, that's not funny. Why don't we delete the photo?
Virtual is real. In a chat with a friend, as a joke, you use a not-so-nice word and your friend gets upset. What's your reaction?
He is overreacting. He should have a laugh. I should put myself in his shoes. I know that it was a mistake, and I'll say sorry.
Words have consequences. A friend tells you about one of her weaknesses, and you really want to share it with others online.
This is so funny. I'm gonna post it. Can you imagine how many likes I can get? I am old enough to understand when it's right to post something or not. And this time, it's best not to.
Whoa, you have just received a present, your first smartphone. Did you know you can do tons of things with a smartphone? One of the coolest things is that you can go on the internet. The internet is an amazing place to find new friends like you from all over the world. You can play games, listen to music, send text messages, and learn lots of things. But there are rules on the internet that should be followed. Every time you send a message to a friend, it's like delivering the message in person. Everything you write online is the same as a face-to-face conversation. Virtual is real. When you express yourself, remember that the words you use represent you. You are what you communicate. Take great care with everything you share online, like information and photos about you and your friends. If you have any doubts, always ask an adult for help. Share with care. Don't forget that sometimes it's best to turn it off and spend quality time with your friends and family. And always remember to be mindful of how much time you spend using your phone. Ask an adult to help you set up time limits. Be careful when sharing pictures and information online. They can be easily shared by others, and they can remain online for a very long time. Be yourself, especially when you communicate with other people online. The words you use represent you. Put your phone out of your reach when you are studying. It will help you to be more focused. When you enjoy time with your friends and family, there is no need to use the phone, so sometimes it's better to turn it off. Don't you agree? Hi, Hannah. You're spending time online, aren't you? I understand. There's so much interesting stuff. And chatting with your friends on social media is so much fun. Sometimes, though, we need to be careful, because with our behavior, we could hurt other people.
What do you mean?
Let's do a little test, okay? In the school WhatsApp group, someone sends an embarrassing photo of your friend. How do you react?
Hey guys, that's not funny. Why don't we delete the photo?
Virtual is real. In a chat with a friend, as a joke, you use a not-so-nice word and your friend gets upset. What's your reaction?
He is overreacting. He should have a laugh. I should put myself in his shoes. I know that it was a mistake and I'll say sorry.
Words have consequences. A friend tells you about one of her weaknesses and you really want to share it with others online.
This is so funny. I'm gonna post it. Can you imagine how many likes I can get? I am old enough to understand when it's right to post something or not. And this time, it's best not to.
Fin de la prueba.